Welcome to IELTS.net podcast, How to Ace IELTS Speaking, describing a time when you had to deal with a setback. Setbacks are an inevitable part of life, and being able to articulate how you've handled them is a valuable skill, especially in the IELTS speaking test. This topic not only tests your language abilities, but also your resilience and problem-solving skills. Let's explore how to effectively respond to questions about dealing with setbacks in your IELTS speaking exam. Understanding the topic. Describe a time when you had to deal with a setback is a common theme in IELTS speaking tests. It's likely to appear in Part 2, Long Turn, or Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. This topic allows examiners to assess your ability to narrate a personal experience, express emotions and reactions, describe problem-solving strategies, reflect on personal growth. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. While this topic is more suited for parts 2 and 3, related questions might come up in part 1. Here's an example. Example question. Do you think it's important to learn from setbacks? Sample answer, band 7-8. Absolutely. I believe setbacks are valuable learning experiences. They help us grow and become more resilient. In my opinion, facing and overcoming challenges is essential for personal development. Sample answer, band 8-9. Undoubtedly, learning from setbacks is crucial for personal and professional growth. These experiences often provide invaluable insights into our strengths and weaknesses. Moreover, overcoming setbacks can boost our confidence and problem-solving skills, making us more adaptable in future challenges. Part 2. Long Turn. Cue card. Describe a time when you had to deal with a setback. You should say, what the setback was, when it happened, how you dealt with it, and explain how you felt about this experience. Sample answer, band 7-8. I'd like to talk about a significant setback I faced during my final year of university. It was about 2 years ago when I was working on my thesis project. The setback occurred when my laptop crashed just a week before the submission deadline, and I lost a substantial portion of my work. It was a devastating moment, and I felt incredibly stressed and panicked. To deal with this setback, I first took a deep breath and tried to calm myself down. Then I reached out to my supervisor to explain the situation and ask for a short extension. Fortunately, they were understanding and gave me an extra week. Next, I focused on recovering as much data as possible. I took my laptop to a repair shop and managed to retrieve some of my work. For the parts I couldn't recover, I had to rewrite them from scratch. I dedicated every spare moment to working on my thesis, often staying up late to catch up. This experience taught me the importance of regular backups and being prepared for unexpected challenges. Although it was stressful at the time, I now feel proud of how I handled the situation. It showed me that I could persevere under pressure and find solutions to difficult problems. Overall, while it was a tough experience, I believe it made me more resilient and better prepared for future setbacks in both my academic and professional life. Sample answer, band 9. I'd like to recount a significant setback I encountered during my final year at university, approximately 2 years ago. The incident revolved around my thesis project, which was pivotal to my degree. The setback materialized when my laptop unexpectedly malfunctioned just a week prior to the submission deadline, resulting in the loss of a substantial portion of my work. It was an overwhelmingly distressing moment that left me feeling utterly devastated and on the brink of panic. In addressing this setback, I initially took a moment to compose myself and approach the situation rationally. My first course of action was to reach out to my thesis supervisor to elucidate the predicament and request a brief extension. Fortunately, they were empathetic to my circumstances and granted me an additional week. Subsequently, I channeled my energy into data recovery efforts. I sought assistance from a professional computer repair service and managed to salvage some of my work. For the irretrievable sections, I had to meticulously reconstruct them from memory and my notes. I devoted every available moment to the task, often working late into the night to make up for lost time. This experience was profoundly enlightening, highlighting the critical importance of regular data backups and being prepared for unforeseen challenges. While it was undeniably stressful at the time, I now look back with a sense of pride at how I navigated the situation. It demonstrated my ability to maintain composure under duress and innovate solutions to complex problems. Ultimately, although it was an arduous experience, I firmly believe it enhanced my resilience and better equipped me to handle future setbacks in both academic and professional spheres. It served as a valuable lesson in crisis management and the importance of adaptability in the face of unexpected obstacles. Follow-up questions. How did this experience change your approach to future projects? What advice would you give to someone facing a similar setback? Sample answers. Band 7-8. This experience definitely made me more cautious. I now always back up my work regularly and try to start projects earlier to allow for unexpected issues. I would advise them to stay calm and focus on finding solutions rather than dwelling on the problem. It's also important to communicate with others who might be able to help or understand your situation. Sample answers, Band 8-9. This experience fundamentally altered my approach to project management. I've since implemented a robust system of regular backups, including cloud storage solutions. Moreover, I now incorporate contingency plans into my project timelines, allowing for unforeseen complications. This proactive approach has significantly enhanced my productivity and reduced stress levels in subsequent projects. My advice would be to maintain perspective and view the setback as an opportunity for growth rather than a catastrophe. I'd recommend breaking down the problem into manageable parts and tackling them systematically. Additionally, don't hesitate to seek support from mentors or colleagues. Their insights can be invaluable. Finally, use the experience to identify areas for improvement in your work processes to prevent similar issues in the future. Part 3, two-way discussion, example questions and answers. Do you think people generally handle setbacks well? A. I think it varies from person to person. Some people are naturally more resilient and can bounce back quickly, while others might struggle more. It often depends on the individual's past experiences and support system. A. 8-9. The manner in which individuals handle setbacks is highly variable and influenced by multiple factors. While some demonstrate remarkable resilience, swiftly adapting to adversity, others may find setbacks more challenging to overcome. This disparity can be attributed to a complex interplay of factors, including one's upbringing, past experiences, personal coping mechanisms, and the robustness of their support network. Moreover, the nature and severity of the setback itself play a crucial role in determining an individual's response. It's worth noting that effective setback management is a skill that can be developed over time, often through exposure to and reflection on challenging situations. Q. How do you think technology has affected our ability to deal with setbacks? Technology has had both positive and negative effects. On one hand, it provides us with more tools and information to solve problems. On the other hand, it might make some people less patient or resilient when facing difficulties. Technology has profoundly influenced our approach to setbacks in multifaceted ways. On the positive side, it has exponentially increased our access to information and problem-solving resources, enabling us to tackle challenges more efficiently. Additionally, technology facilitates connectivity and support networks, allowing individuals to seek advice and encouragement readily. However, there's a paradoxical aspect to consider. The instant gratification culture fostered by technology may have inadvertently diminished our patience and perseverance when confronting prolonged difficulties. Furthermore, our increasing reliance on technology might potentially atrophy our innate problem-solving skills, making us more vulnerable when technological solutions are unavailable. Ultimately, while technology offers powerful tools for overcoming setbacks, it's crucial to maintain a balance and not lose sight of our inherent resilience and adaptability. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. Resilience, resilience, noun, the capacity to recover quickly from difficulties. Example, dealing with setbacks has greatly improved my resilience. Persevere, verb, to continue doing something despite difficulties. Example, despite the challenges, I decided to persevere with my project. Adversity, noun, a difficult or unpleasant situation. Example, Facing adversity can often lead to personal growth. Adaptability, noun, the quality of being able to adjust to new conditions. Example, my experience taught me the importance of adaptability in the face of unexpected challenges. Overcome, hum, verb, to succeed in dealing with a problem or difficulty. Example, with determination, I was able to overcome the setback and complete my thesis. Pivotal, of crucial importance in relation to the development or success of something else. Example, this setback was a pivotal moment in my academic career. Innovate, verb, to introduce new methods, ideas, or products. Example, the setback forced me to innovate and find creative solutions. Contingency plan, noun. A plan designed to take a possible future event or circumstance into account. Example, after this experience, I always make sure to have a contingency plan for important projects. Examiner's advice. To achieve a high score in the IELTS speaking test when discussing setbacks, use a variety of sophisticated vocabulary and complex sentence structures. Provide specific examples and personal experiences to illustrate your points. Show reflection and analysis of the situation, not just a description of events. Demonstrate your ability to see different perspectives on the topic. Practice speaking fluently and coherently about setbacks and challenges. Use appropriate tenses and time markers to clearly narrate past events. Show awareness of cause and effect when discussing how you dealt with the setback. Incorporate idiomatic expressions naturally into your responses. Remember, the key to success in the IELTS speaking test is not just about what you say, but how you say it. Practice regularly, record yourself, and seek feedback to continually improve your speaking skills. For more tips on handling difficult situations in the IELTS speaking test, check out our article on describing a time when you had to handle a difficult situation.